It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Cantaland Radio. Cantaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
American Legion Baseball, it's back on the air here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM from Sabetha's. Hiawatha is in town. We appreciate everyone hanging with us alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you. It's our final broadcast before the zone tournament gets going next weekend. We'll talk about that as we continue on through the broadcast. But again, Sabetha hosting Hiawatha tonight. And let's get you tonight's starting lineups. We'll start with the road team in Hiawatha. They'll play for the league championship coming up this weekend against Corning, and they'll go like this in the preparation matchup. Gannon Becker will lead it off. He'll be at shortstop. Cooper Jacobson bats second. He'll be in center field. Ashton Rocky, the pitcher, he'll bat third. Camden Thonan's the right fielder. He will bat fourth. Caden Smith, the DH, he'll bat fifth. Cooper Wishrup, he'll bat sixth and catch. Dalton Sieben Morgan batting seventh. He'll be at third. Peyton Teal will be in left field batting eighth. Josh Smith, ninth and playing second. Chandler Newman, the flex, he'll be defensively out there at first base. So again, for Hiawatha, it'll be Becker at short, Jacobson in center, Rocky pitching, Thonan in right, Smith the DH, Wishrup catching, Sieben Morgan at third, Teal in left, Smith the second baseman, and Newman the flex playing at first base. For Sabetha tonight, the home team, Will Ulrich will lead it off. He'll be out in center field. Marcus Baumann will bat second. He will be in left field. Christian McAfee on the bump. He'll bat third. Jayton Meyer, the shortstop. He'll bat cleanup. Easton Bradbury will be at first base. He'll bat fifth. Batting sixth will be Ike Tramp at second base. Batting seventh, Turner Howard in right field. Batting eighth will be Andre Dollinghouse catching, and Isaac Carter will round out the Sabetha lineup. He will be at third base. So again, for the Raptors of Sabetha, it'll be Ulrich in center, Baumann in left, McAfee pitching, Meyer at short, Bradbury at first, Tramp at second, Howard in right, Dollinghouse catching, and Harder is the third baseman. It's our final broadcast before the zone tournament next weekend. It's Hiawatha at Sabetha, and the first pitch is coming up after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Uniwheels, golf carts, motorized bikes. Oh my, there are plenty of ways to get around these days. Most are fun, but can be dangerous to the operator and often meet the definition of a motor vehicle in your home insurance policy. Most home insurance policies exclude liability coverage for motor vehicles, so if you cause an accident, you may be paying for it yourself. Learn more from the professionals at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Are you looking for compassionate and comprehensive medical care for your family? Look no further than Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. Our dedicated team is committed to providing quality health care services, from delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients. From preventative exams to outpatient services, we're here for you every step of the way. Visit SabethaHospital.com for a complete list of our services. Committed to care. Sabetha Community Hospital, your health, our priority.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at MyCountryMart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Sabetha and Hiawatha, our final broadcast here on KNCA before the Zone Tournament next weekend, alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Tabb, and Hiawatha will come up first with a record of 20-8. They will play for the league championship coming up this weekend against Corning. We'll talk about that as we continue on here. They'll have Gannon Becker, Cooper Jacobson, and Ashton Rocky leading it off against Christian McAfee and Sabetha. The Raptors coming in with a record of 8-16. They are 8-10 in league play. So, Crendon, we're set for some baseball here tonight, 85 degrees as we get set for first pitch. Feels like 89, winds out of the east, 8 to 11 miles per hour roughly, but overall pretty nice night for some Legion baseball.
Yeah, great night, a little partly cloudy. Actually, the sky has cleared up around us up top here, but you know, it's nice if we start this broadcasting season of the Legion with Sabetha, and now we kind of end it here with Sabetha, at least in just the regular season here. So, you know, going into this game, Hiawatha Braves versus Sabetha Raptors, got a great matchup here, especially in the pitching matchup, Ashton Rocky versus Christian McAfee. McAfee here for the Raptors, and then for the Hiawatha Braves, Ashton Rocky. We've seen Ashton Rocky. Sometimes he's had some rocky starts, but for the most part, it's been a pretty clean road for him. But if he needs someone that can clean things up, we've seen Dalton Steven Morgan pitch pretty well in the bump later on in the game, too.
All right, here we go. Hiawatha steps in. The shortstop, Gannon Becker. Christian McAfee's first pitch runs up and hits him between the blades. Just like that, a hit by pitch to lead off the ball game, and Hiawatha has a runner at first and nobody out. That one just got away from him a little bit.
Yeah, McAfee's just going to have to take that first pitch as it is, and then, you know, his next one's just, you know, find that zone.
The one pitch and quickly out of the stretch. And here's Cooper Jacobson, the center fielder, batting from the left side, up in the box. McAfee's first pitch to Jacobson, high and outside for ball number one. So Becker at first base, nobody out, just getting going. Hiawatha's had a very, very productive summer. Another pitch outside makes it two balls and no strikes. Here on Jacobson. These two teams have played before, and it was a Hiawatha sweep back in early June, or I should say about mid-June, so a few weeks ago. Hiawatha wins of 8-7 and 14-4. As another pitch outside to Jacobson. And quickly three balls and no strikes. So McAfee a little bit outside the zone here early, and that one is upstairs. Or one of those was called a strike, excuse me, so it's 3-1 now. Miscalled one of those, so. Still trying to find consistency in the strike zone early. And there's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there, and Jacobson over the top of it, and the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes.
Yep, good word, consistency, and McAfee, that's what he's finding here on the 3-2 count.
Decent lead for Becker at first, hit by a pitch on the very first pitch of the game. Here's a big 3-2, and it's outside, ball four. So a good at-bat for Jacobson. And Hiawatha's got something brewing here in the top of the first inning. First two batters have reached via a hit by pitch and a walk. And that brings up the pitcher, Ashton Rocky. Hiawatha on Sunday actually lost two against Seneca. Those games were close, 2-1 and 6-5. There's a called strike, first pitch to Rocky right down the middle, and it's no balls and one strike. Camden Thonin will follow. There's a throw back to second base, and Becker back in safely. So a chance for Hiawatha here to strike first, and they have been the most consistent team atop this league throughout the summer. McAfee, the 0-1, and it's a foul tip and out of play, or maybe it wasn't tipped. There's a throw to third and not in time, so it was not tipped. It just popped out of the glove of the catcher in Dollinghouse, and both runners able to advance up. So now second and third and nobody out. But the count is 0-2 here on Rocky. Big opportunity for Hiawatha in the first, and there's a check swing. Didn't see the call, but it's going to be a ball, so it's one ball and two strikes now. looked like from behind here that he might have gone through with that check swing, but the umpire did not believe so. Two on, nobody out. Here's the 1-2, and that is high, and it gets behind Dollinghouse and to the backstop, and that allows the first run to score.
Yeah, one thing you want to talk about is the kind of backstop we have here. It's just a netting, so you're not going to get much of a bounce back towards the catcher, so you're going to have to hustle your way to position yourself on getting it and then hoping your pitcher is cover the mound.
So the leadoff hit batter has come around to score just like that in a 1-0 lead on a pass ball. And a 2-2 now is outside, 3-2. So Jacobson at third base now, nobody out in the count now. Completely full at 3-2. Here's the pitch. And it is inside, 4. A rough start for Christian McAfee on the bump. He hits Becker with his first pitch and then back-to-back walks to Jacobson and Rocky.
Well, if it's a rough start for someone, it's a good start for another. So right now,
wait a minute. It might have been off on one of the pitches as Rocky's going back. So it might have been 2-2. So check that. We're going to replay one more pitch. And he'll foul it back and stays 3-2. So not quite that scenario yet, as McAfee has an opportunity to get Rocky out here. Well, he left the box and got all the way down to first base and had to come back, but another big 3-2 coming. And it is low, 4, so that one kicks away. The Dollinghouse gets it. So it does end up being a walk. Now runners at the corners, nobody out. Hiawatha already a 1-0 lead, and Camden Thonin, the right fielder, will step in.
Hiawatha doing a great job already, being patient, back-to-back walks.
Now McAfee just struggling to find some consistency here in the strike zone. He threw one pitch and has immediately been out of the stretch ever since. There's the runner breaking away, and Rocky takes second with ease without a throw. Not even a chance for Dollinghouse to make the throw down to second. So now second and third, nobody out. 1-0 lead as Becker has scored on a pass ball. There's a pitch that's outside. 2-0 here on Camden Thonin. He will be playing defensively in right field. Plays up in the box, a little closed on his stance. There's a late swing and miss to make it 2-1. Well, how much of the damage can you limit if you are Christian McAfee and Sabetha? There's a pitch called strike on the inside corner, and it's now evened up, 2-2. A run is in, it's 1-0, and Hiawatha still second and third, nobody out. Here's a 2-2 by McAfee, and a swing and a miss, and down goes Thonin, a big first out finally recorded for Sabetha.
Well, that strikeout gives McAfee a little bit of confidence if you're the Raptors here.
So 1-2, 2-on. Number 5 in the order, number 32 on the jersey, the DH and Caden Smith. McAfee sets and delivers a fastball that's called strike to make it 0-1. Base hit could add to a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first. This one is popped up, playable infield side left. This is going to be an easy play for the shortstop, and Meyer makes the catch, and there is a big out number 2. So after a hit batter and then back-to-back walk, so the pass ball getting a run in, a strikeout and a pop-out, that's gotten McAfee a chance to get out of this inning with very minimal damage done. And Cooper Wishrup, now the catcher, steps in, takes one outside for 1.
Well, right now, McCaffrey, he's just getting into a rhythm. He's real fast in his stance and his pitch now.
A little choked up on the bat is the Horton Charger in Wishrup, and he'll chop it to the left side, fielded at third by Harder, long throw, and it gets away. And both runs are going to score, and Wishrup is not stopping at second. He'll chug all the way to third base, and 2 runs are in on the throwing error. It was fielded nicely by Harder. The throw was wide at first, and it's now 3-0 in favor of Hiawatha. Boy, a great chance to get out of that inning. And Wishrup goes all the way to third base on the air. Now a low throw, gets away, it's going to be a ball, and Wishrup trots in to score just like that to make it 4-0. As Steven Morgan is up and takes a first pitch low and inside that kicked away from Dollinghouse. And just a rough start here for Sabetha. Hiawatha has jumped out to a 4-0 advantage. Now the base is empty with two down and a 2-0 count now here on Stephen Morgan. Takes one outside there, so you have a run scoring on a pass ball, you have a run scoring on a wild pitch, and then two other runs scoring on an error.
And no hits so far this inning for Hiawatha, so, you know, Maxie, just get aggressive, keep pitching towards the middle.
2-1 is sliced out of play to the right side and foul, not quite out to the car level, but it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now you mentioned it's tough. 4 runs on the board, but yet a hit to be recorded. McAfee just needs to get out of it. Another one sliced foul to the right side. It stays 2-2 here on Dalton Stephen Morgan. Stephen Morgan defensively playing at third. Bats from the right side here. Chokes up on the bat. Open on his stance. McAfee out of the windup here. And a 2-2 count. Took a little off, and it curved away outside to make it 3 balls and 2 strikes. And working quickly, a 3-2 is a called strike 3 on the outside corner. So a rough inning for Sabetha, but McAfee gets a strikeout, his second, to get out of the jam. But nonetheless, the damage done by Hiawatha. 4-0 start. We head to the home first here on KNZA.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast, Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair, at the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
What a first inning for Hiawatha here in Sabetha tonight. 4 runs, no hits, 1 big error, nobody left on base. And now to the bottom of the first we go. Sabetha up for the first time. It'll be Will Ulrich, Marcus Bauman, and Christian McAfee. Our coverage of Legion Baseball presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. And I want to thank Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Brandon, Crendon, Kurt, all with you. The dream team, as they call it. Beautiful night here, 85 at first pitch. Feels a little bit more towards 90, but nonetheless, a solid night for some Legion baseball. 4-0 Hiawatha. Here we go to the home first, and Rocky's first pitch to Will Ulrich is taken outside for ball one.
Well, what you call a dream team, to some people that might be a nightmare.
Well, I don't want to throw out any names, but there's only 3 to choose from. There's a hard shot to the right side, diving off the ricocheted glove of the first baseman in Newman, and just gets out into shallow right field. That'll be an infield hit. Ulrich hit it hard, a diving effort by Newman at first. It hits off his glove, and it caroms over to the second baseman in Smith, but Smith just not enough time to get it there. Ulrich, too much speed, and a good start for the Raptors here with an infield hit. Well, one pitch and one on. That's how Hiawatha got their top of the first started. Different variety here. First pitch swinging Marcus Bauman, and he sends a high fly ball out into left field. Playable. The center fielder, that's going to be Jacobson, who works into the gap to make the catch for out number one.
Nice communication job from Cooper Jacobson calling off Peyton Teal. He was, like I said, is kind of in the between the gap of center and left, so just a great job on the communication part.
Bauman's got plenty of power, but just a little bit under that one, and plenty of time for Jacobson in center to make the catch. So 2 pitches, a single and an out. One on, one out. Here is McAfee, the lefty. 4-0 Hiawatha here in the home first, and now he grounds one to the shortstop. Deflects to second. Do they get it in time? They do. So it's Becker at second base took a high hop. It kicked to his right, but able to get it to second in time to get Ulrich for out number two. So three pitches, a single, a fly out, and a fielder's choice. One on and two outs, just like that. I think we're going to have a courtesy runner here for McAfee at first. I believe that is Cole Middle. So Middle will be at first base for McAfee with two down. Here's Jayton Meyer, the shortstop. That's from the right side, up in the box. Hiawatha trying to cruise here in the bottom of the first. They jumped out to an early 4-0 lead without a hit on the scoreboard for him. Scoring two on an error, scoring one on a pass ball, scoring another on a wild pitch. High chopper to the left side here, but foul. And now on Meyer, one ball and one strike. Hiawatha, one of four teams that'll take part in the Zone 3 tournament next week over in Seneca. Of course, we had eight teams in the league over the summer, but a lot of these teams unable to field enough players for that zone tournament, so it's going to be four next week. Pitch there to Meyer, a little bit high, 2-1 now. Doniphan County, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Corning. Two of those teams will go to State and Concordia here in a couple weeks, and Meyer with a 2-1 swing and sends one out to shallow left field for a base hit. Then Old stops at second base and Meyer at first, so two on and two outs.
It's a good attendance rolling up here. When I was counting when we got here, it was about 30 people, but now we're up to about 67, so that's a good outing here.
All right, so bring up Bradbury, the first baseman. Two outs and two on here in the home first. Hiawatha leading this one already, 4-0. First pitch swinging. Loop to the right side, playable, shallow center. It's the second baseman and Smith going out to make the catch to retire the side. So Sabetha gets a couple on, but no damage done there. An inning in the books. It's a 4-0 Hiawatha lead here on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Who are you gonna call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you gonna call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing. 785-459-2500.
KNZA.
Coverage of American Legion Baseball brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke, 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. To the second inning we go, Hiawatha 4. Sabetha nothing here on KNZA alongside Crendon Prophet, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you. Here's Peyton Teal to lead it off against Christian McAfee. First pitch, a little chin music up and in. He backs away to make it one ball and no strikes. Teal will be followed by Josh Smith and then back to the top of the order with Gannon Becker. There's a swing and a miss over the top of that fastball, makes it one ball and one strike. Well, Hiawatha scored four in the first, did not record a hit. An error scored two, and also a run scoring on a wild pitch, another run scoring on a pass ball. So certainly an unconventional four spot in the first. Here's a 2-1. That is up and in to now make it three balls and one strike here on Teal. So we saw McAfee struggle a little bit, consistency in the strike zone, and now wants a new baseball from the umpire. And Hiawatha, the best record amongst the teams in the league up here at 20-8. 16 of their 20 games played in league, they have won. And a pitch rides up and in, ball four. So another walk issued by McAfee and Teals on to begin the second.
Well, once again, we go back to that word consistency. McAfee is just going to have to find a rhythm here.
That is the third walk issued by McAfee. Here's Josh Smith, second baseman. Runner at first and nobody out. McAfee's first pitch is a called strike on the outside corner to make it 0-1. McAfee sets, foul chest high, and fires in a pitch that's hit foul down the left field line to make it no balls and two strikes. The runner at first base is Teal. Nobody out. Still early on in this game, a 4-0 Hiawatha lead. McAfee shakes off one, likes the other side. Not much of a lead at first base for Peyton Teal. There's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. And down goes Josh Smith for out number one, strikeout number three for McAfee.
Yep, nice little high fastball from Christian McAfee. Just a nice way to change up the pitch sequence.
So now we get back to the top of the order. Gannon Becker saw one pitch, took it right in between the shoulder blades, and eventually came around to score on a pass ball. Becker steps in, runner at first, and now one out. McAfee's pitch, fouled straight back to make it 0-1. So again, it's going to be Doniphan County, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Corning next week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Not sure exactly how that's going to be split up, but the Zone 3 tournament, top two teams will advance to Concordia at the end of the month. Another foul ball out of play, and the count, no balls and two strikes here on Becker. And two teams will advance out to state, 26th, 27th, and 28th in Concordia, the AA tournament. Hiawatha will play at Corning on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock for the league championship. Top two teams from the East and the West. The other two matchups, non-championship matchups, Doniphan County, they'll play at Seneca, and then Atchison scheduled to play here at Sabetha. One ball, two strikes. No, or should say one out, and that next pitch is outside to make it now 2-2. So Becker fell behind, but has evened it back up. McAfee has lived out of the stretch here early on in this game. And a 2-2 is a swing and a miss, and down goes Becker. Back-to-back strikeouts, and the strikeout count up to 4 now for Christian McAfee.
Well, there's that consistency we've been talking about.
So a leadoff walk still has Teal at first. A back-to-back strikeouts on Smith and Becker. Now it's up to Cooper Jacobson, who walked and scored in his first at-bat. Now takes one inside, jumps out of the way, and it gets all the way to the backstop, and that allows Teal to get up to second base. A little base hit could add another. Well, Hiawatha has a 4-0 lead, but they still don't have a hit in the game. A little bit easier to look back at second base compared to first when you're a right-handed thrower on the mound. Now McAfee takes a step off the rubber, gathers himself. Quickly behind, one ball, no strikes here on Jacobson. From the left side, the pitch a little bit inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Four runs on no hits in the first for Hiawatha. Key error allowed at two of those runs to score. Could have got them ultimately out of the inning, and now it pops out of the glove of Dollinghouse, and he throws a little bit tardy to third, and sliding in safely is Teal.
I think it was a nice, good locational throw. It just needed to be a little sooner.
Yeah, just popped out of the glove a little bit outside. Dollinghouse has had a couple pop out of his glove behind the dish. A 3-0 count here, and taking all the way, it's called strike to make it 3-1. Two outs, runner at third, three balls and one strike here on Cooper Jacobson. A 4-0 Hiawatha lead in the top of the second. There's a swing and a foul off to make it three balls and two strikes. So Hiawatha looking for win number 21 in this one. are 2-0 against Sabetha this year. Their third meeting. And that pitch is high, ball four. So the inning continues, and that brings up Ashton Rocky. Jacobson has reached twice, both via the walk. So now runners at the corners, two down. And Rocky also put on in the first via the walk. And now McAfee and the infield umpire looking at the baseball that he has. So they see something wrong with that one, and they throw it to the dugout here on the third base side and get a new one. Maybe hey, a little scuff mark or something.
I mean, that's good on a pitcher to maybe recognize that you know there's something a little off about that ball. So, you know, that's just a great pitcher out there, Christian McCaffrey being able to recognize something like that.
So still an opportunity for Hiawatha here to add some more runs. They got him at the corners with two down. And the first pitch is a little bit low and outside, and taking second base with a late throw is Jacobson, sliding in head first safely. The count, one ball, no strikes, or I should say it's 0-1. That was a called strike. Pitch to Rocky is sliced, shallow right field. Could be a tough play, and unable to get there is the right fielder in Howard, and a run is in. So a bloop single to right field makes it 5-0, and that's the first hit for Hiawatha tonight. That brings in Teal from third, so two out clutch hitting here for Hiawatha, and still a chance as Jacobson goes to third, so still first and third with two down, but now 5-0 the score. There's a pitch, a called strike, pops out of the glove of Dollinghouse to Camden Thonin, and in the process, Rocky takes second without a throw. Thonin struck out in his first AB. The base hit could add two runs here in the second. There's a pitch that's up and outside, makes it one ball and one strike. Five runs on one hit so far for Hiawatha, but they got him at second and third here in this second inning. There's one that runs up and in, and it's two balls and one strike. Just going out of the stretch in this scenario. And that one a little bit inside to make it three balls and one strike with Caden Smith due up next. Teal started the inning with a walk, but then McAfee posted back-to-back strikeouts. There's a foul ball out of play, runs it full at 3-2 here on Thonin. Then after the back-to-back strikeouts, a walk, and then an RBI single by Rocky. Has added to the Hiawatha lead here in the top of the second. They lead it 5-0. A full count here to Thonin. Runners at second and third. Jacobson at third. Rocky at second. The pitch is low and outside. Ball four. And the inning continues, and now the bases are loaded for the DH and Caden Smith.
First time we've seen the bases loaded here tonight. But two outs. So no matter how you get that out, I mean, that's how you want to get it for the Raptors here.
That is the fifth walk issued by McAfee. First pitch taken all the way, a called strike here to Caden Smith, who popped out to short in his first at-bat. Now the bases are juiced with two outs here in the top of the second. A run is in. Hiawatha's lead is 5-0. There's another called strike. So quickly, aggressive for McAfee, firing in a couple of called strikes, and it's quickly an 0-2 count. Off speed, just fouled away behind us here, and it's going to stay no balls and two strikes. Jacobson, the runner at third. Rocky at second. Thonin at first. A run in on an RBI single by Rocky. Teal scoring that run. A 5-0 Hiawatha lead in the second. 0-2. A little bit low and a little bit outside. Makes it one ball and two strikes here on Smith.
Back to right there. Goes right back to the fastball. Just couldn't keep control of it, but we'll see what he does next up here.
Got to get the out here if you're McAfee. Base hit could score two. Off speed, a little bit high. Doesn't bend in quite enough, and it's now 2-2. Working quickly, shaking yes to the sign, out of the windup and fires. And it's outside, and the count's full at 3-2. So Smith got behind 0-2. He fouled one off, and now three straight outside the zone to work the count full. A walk would score a run. Big pitch by McAfee. Runners take off, and another foul ball. Yep, with two outs, you're going to see the runners take off here. Boy, Jacobson at third was dang near all the way at home by the time that ball was fouled out of play. Bases loaded, 3-2 count, two outs in the top of the second. And McAfee swings the leg and turns off the rubber, and we'll have to run everybody back and reset here. It's a big pitch coming up here for McAfee. Steps right back. Here's the 3-2. Runners take off. Pitches. A called strike three on the outside corner, and a huge strikeout as Smith is down. It's now five strikeouts for McAfee, but Hiawatha adds one more on an RBI single by Ashton Rocky. To the home second we go. It's a 5-0 game here on KNZA.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, for a free insurance review.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience a passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Alongside Crendon, Kurt, Brandon with you here. Beautiful night in Sabetha. Light breeze, 85 at first pitch. Feeling a little bit closer to that 90-degree mark. And Hiawatha off to a good start here on the road. They lead it 5-0 as we go to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Ike Tramp, Turner Howard, and Andre Dollinghouse towards the bottom of the order against Ashton Rocky and Hiawatha. But crazy kind of how this game has gone so far. You think five runs, you think maybe quite a bit of offense in that stretch, but just one hit that has led to the Hiawatha start here. But again, an RBI single by Rocky that last inning. But the four runs in the first on, no hits. Again, walks, hit batters, wild pitches, pass balls, just kind of those unforced errors kind of hurting Sabetha right now.
Yeah, both teams just only having one hit. And for the Raptors here, it's about continuing on what success you did have in the first inning, where Will Ulrich, the leadoff of that inning, was able to get hit off the first pitch. So it'll be a testament for Ike Tramp here to see what he can do off the first pitch or just first put back here.
Well, Rocky, a veteran pitcher in the first pitch, swung on, hit to the left side, fielded by Stephen Morgan. Beautiful throw across the diamond. One pitch, one out, recorded 5-3. Well, first pitch swinging, just like Will Ulrich in the first, but the difference is Ulrich got on with a single, and Tramp grounded out to third. So one up and one down here in the home second, and that brings up Turner Howard. Howard defensively playing in right field. And Rocky, a veteran pitcher, working with a five-spot lead still early in this game. First pitch a little bit outside for ball one.
Yeah, and another thing is pitch count, it's still pretty low. I'm sure it probably hasn't yet reached the 20s. I'm pretty sure not, but I'm pretty sure he really likes that right now, and if he can keep that consistency, he can go a pretty long way in this game here.
Beautiful bender there. Just clipped the inside corner to make it one ball and one strike. Really took something off that one. Defensively, behind Rocky, of course, he is throwing to Wishrup, the catcher. Another off speed. That one didn't bend in there, and it's two balls and one strike here to Howard. So Wishrup catching, Stephen Morgan at third, Becker the shortstop, Smith at second, Newman at first, Teal in left, Jacobson in center, Thonin is in right. 5-0 lead for Hiawatha in the home second, nobody on and one out. And now this one is hit well, left field, and it drops in there for a base hit. Running over to cut it off is Teal, and that's going to be Howard, a long turn at first, but it's going to be held to a single, and the second hit of the night, or I should say the third hit of the night for Sabetha. Puts a runner at first, and here is now the catcher in Andre Dollinghouse.
Howard had a great eye. He saw back-to-back off-speed pitches, so I think he was kind of waiting for a fastball there, and he got it and was able to hit it out to left field.
Just kept it inside the fair territory line. There's a fastball inside called ball number one to Dollinghouse. Isaac Harder on deck. Howard at first base, and one out here in the home second. Hiawatha's lead is 5-0. There's a swing and a miss there. Good location on that pitch, and it's one ball and one strike. A little bit of a breeze, nothing too gusty here tonight. Not much of a lead at first base. Now a two-hopper, left side, could be two to second for one. Throw to first is low, but it gets away. The throw was low. It was a near double play. They get Howard at second base for out number two. And Dollinghouse just safe barely. And that was a low throw, skipped in by Becker, and Newman just couldn't quite handle it enough to get that DP. So two outs and one on. And here is Harder, the third baseman, number nine in the order. First pitch by Rocky. Just missing inside to make it 1-0. Dollinghouse at first base, now two down. He'll take off. Rocky's pitch is grounded to the right side. Will the second baseman, Smith, be able to make a play? He will not be able to. Throw gets away, and both runners advance to second and third. Well, it might have been a hit and run there, because if Dollinghouse doesn't take off, that should be an easy play for the second baseman in Smith, but he was charging towards second, so he had to turn and kind of shift his way back in the other direction to try to get that one. And an off-balance throw got away and allowed the runners to advance up to second and third.
Yep, Dollinghouse had a nice lead off first and was able to use the speed, and now he's on third.
And back to the top of the order, here is Ulrich, takes one outside for ball one. So a chance for Sabetha to get on the board. Ulrich's got to do something here. There's two down, but two on. Another pitch high and outside makes it 2-0.
Well, Ulrich's last up at bat was a hit, so Rocky might be trying to just see what he can get for a couple of swings here before he has to pitch towards them.
And the pitch by Rocky is a called strike on the outside corner, makes it 2-1. Rocky delivers, and it's hit out towards center field, but this is going to be teed up, played perfectly by Jacobson. He'll make the catch. Well struck, but Jacobson in the right spot. So Sabetha put two in scoring position with two outs, but unable to score. It's a 5-0 lead for Hiawatha. We head to the third inning. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Storms rolling in from the west. Time to call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu, and then Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? To the third inning we go here in Sabetha, Hiawatha leading it 5-0. Scored four runs in the first, one in the second. Sabetha has stranded four runners and have out-hit Hiawatha 4-1, but are down 5-0 in the run category. Christian McAfee goes back to work, bottom third of the order. He will get here in the third for Hiawatha. Sieben Morgan followed by Teal and then Smith.
Well, Chris McAfee is just going to keep confidence, and as we go back again to that word, consistency, just got to keep, you know, working with it. You know, he's got a great pitch arsenal. He's seen the off-speed, curveball, fastball. He can kind of do it all. He just has to keep finding the zone and not let so many wild pitches, you know, get past Dollinghouse.
Well, he has struck out five. He has also walked five, and he has also hit a batter. So certainly a little inconsistent, but when he's on, he's on. First pitch is fouled away as it's correction Wishrup who will lead things off. Beg your pardon there. One ball and one strike now, the count. So it's Wishrup, Sieben Morgan, and Teal, and then Smith after that. One of those three are able to get on. Here's a 1-1, low and outside. Two balls and one strike. Wishrup reached on an error in his first at-bat, scored on a wild pitch. Here's a 2-1 and a late swing, kind of a check swing, and fouls it out of play to make it 2-2.
Yeah, we kind of might go back to that error in the first inning, that error throwing to first base from third. It resulted in two runs.
And a 2-2 pitch here to Wishrup, just a little bit inside. And now the count full, three balls and two strikes. Oh, Hiawatha, they have worked a lot of counts deep on McAfee. He's really grinded here through the early portion. There's a swing and a foul off there. Just caught a piece of it to stay alive at 3-2.
I talked about Rocky. One thing that's going great for him is his pitch count is pretty low right now. Unfortunately for McCaffrey, he's getting worked pretty hard by about every batter who steps up against
him. Yeah, I see a lot of multiple 3-2 counts. He's really worked it deep. Now 3-2 swinging. High chopper left side. Fielded it short. Throw to first is dug up nicely, but not in time, as Wishrup's going to be safe. That was a nice play by Meyer at short and a better dig at first by Bradbury, but he beats the throw for an infield hit.
Yep, Cooper Wishrup, just some nice speed.
Here's Sieben Morgan, 0-1 with the strikeout. Runner at first, nobody out. Top of the third inning, a 5-0 Hiawatha lead. And a throw to first, and Wishrup back safely. And McAfee has run up his pitch count as you look at some of the other at-bats throughout the course of the early part of this game. Jacobs worked a full count. Rocky has worked a full count. Thonin's worked a full count. Here's a ground ball, third base side. The only play is going to be at first, but the throw is not on target. And that's going to be an error as Sieben Morgan is safe. Second error by the Sabetha defense. And that was just harder at third, and I think we're going to have a courtesy runner maybe. Potentially for Hiawatha. They're going to get Wishrup out of there. And it will be Thonin who comes out to run for him.
Well, right now for Sabetha, it's about mental. You know, I kind of talk about Harder. That's the second error he's made in the game so far. And, you know, I kind of saw the way he kind of put his hands on his head. You know, just keep a good mental. Keep a good mental throughout the game. You've seen how, you know, McAfee struggled just a little bit. It's a whole team thing. You just got to be able to work through it, to grind through it together as a team.
And Teal puts down a bunt. Oh, and it's bobbled by McAfee, and everybody's going to be safe. Just trying to advance the runners. And McAfee can't field it cleanly, and that is another error. So now the bases are loaded with nobody out.
Yeah, back-to-back errors. That one's really going to kind of rupture your mental, definitely. But still, once again, going back to that, just be comfortable and keep going to the next pitch, next at bat.
Rifles in a fastball, called strike here to Josh Smith to make it 0-1. So Wishrup, a leadoff single, and then an error by Harder at third, and then followed by an error by McAfee. Loads him up here with nobody out, and there's another called strike, and quickly Smith falls behind at 0-2. Smith struck out in his first at-bat, but now has the bases loaded with nobody out. And the 0-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. So a good bounce back there for McAfee to get the all-important out number one. And that is strikeout number six. But still has work to do, as now he's up against the top of the order with Gannon Becker. batting for a third time here in inning number three. And now that pitch is low and kicks away, and another run is in on a wild pitch. And now it is 6-0, as Hiawatha has scored in every inning to this point. Stephen Morgan up to third. And Teal to second base. So now second and third, one out, 6-0 the score. There's a 1-0 pitch that's outside, and now Becker in front at 2 balls and no strikes. Becker was hit by a pitch in the first, came around to score, and struck out in his second at bat. Takes a fastball inside, and it's quickly 3-0. Only one of the 6 runs for Hiawatha has been scored off an actual hit, and a 3-0 runs inside and hits Becker. Boy, he's been hit twice in his 3 at-bats, and the bases are loaded.
Yeah, that one definitely hit him a little harder. He's walking up to his coach, swinging his helmet.
Yeah, making sure he's okay. He took the first pitch of the game between the blades, and yeah, you're right. That one probably had a little more heat behind it, and he's walking towards the dugout. Let's see if he even stays in the game. They're going to check on him here for a minute.
It would be really unfortunate if he were to come out. He's a really great shortstop for Hiawatha.
Well, Hiawatha, they only got one stub here tonight.
I think he's looking good.
Yeah, he thinks he's all right. Yeah, grabbed the helmet. And, yeah, that probably did not feel too good. That could have been a frustration pitch there, kind of. Not saying at all that McAfee tried to hit him intentionally. I'm just saying he put a little bit more behind it. Just got away from him a little bit, so good to see. Becker's okay. He's been hit twice, but now the bases are loaded again with only one out.
Yeah, it's about finding control in the fastball.
So out of the windup now with the bases loaded, Jacobson steps in, takes a called strike at the knees, and it is 0-1. Jacobson has batted twice and has walked twice. He has scored once. Takes one a little bit high, evens it up, 1-1. So Stephen Morgan at third. Teal the runner at second, and Becker the runner at first. And the fastball missing outside, 2-1. And the 2-1 is fouled away, out of play, left side. 2-2 now the count here on Cooper Jacobson. Very good defensive center fielder. Big RBI chance here for him at 2-2, one out, bases loaded. A 6-0 advantage already for Hiawatha in the top of the third. And that one runs inside and hits him. So control the issue right now for McAfee, and it's now 7-0. That's the third batter he has hit.
I'll tell you what, Cooper Jacobson, he's had a pretty easy day up the bat. He's been walked, and then a hit by pitch. So he's reached all 3 times here.
So Teal to third, Becker to second, Jacobson to first. And a 7-0 advantage, still bases loaded and one out. First pitch here to Rocky runs a little bit inside to make it 1-0. McAfee sets and delivers, and that one runs inside and hits him. Wow. 4 hit batters, 3 straight hit batters, and another run is in. It is 8-0.
I think the infield umpire, he's coming up and he kind of talked a little bit.
Well, I don't blame him. You know, you hit 3 in a row. That's going to cause some concern. And now our first meeting on the bump here is, you know, guys like Jacobson and Rocky getting credited for RBIs, but taking a little bit of heat with it, being hit by the pitch to earn those RBIs. But 8 runs on just 2 hits. Bases loaded, still 1 out. Thonin is due up next as McAfee will stay in the game.
And he gets a good pat on the back by his coach saying, "Hey man, you're good, all right. Just, you know, stay calm and you know, get through these bumps, get through these punches, and you know, let's get out of this inning. You can do it." So good confidence there on the coach, just kind of resting assure his player.
So here's Camden Thonin, the cleanup man, and the true definition of a cleanup spot as he comes up with the bases loaded. First pitch is a little bit outside for ball number 1. He has struck out and he is walked. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch, taking a little bit off, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Eighth batter to come up here in the inning. The 1-1 is a kind of a half swing and miss for strike number two, and thrown in down 1-2. Barring a double play here, Hiawatha is going to bat around in this inning. There's the foul ball to stay alive at 1-2. A single by Wishrup, an error, actually a couple of errors here in this inning, and then a strikeout followed by three straight hit batters. And now we're watching Thonin with a 1-2 count. The pitch is grounded right back to McAfee, fielded cleanly, throws home for the outs, and they get the lead run. So that's the only play they have, but they keep a run off the board. So two outs, and the base is loaded here for Smith. So Jacobson to third, Rocky to second, Thonin to first on the fielder's choice.
Up on deck is Wishrip, so if that's the case, then we keep this bat going, then here we'll go back up to the order that this inning started with.
First pitch to Smith is swung on and missed for strike number one. Smith has popped out to short, and he's also struck out. 8-0 Hiawatha here in the top of the third. Two outs, bases loaded. Fastball missing outside makes it one ball and one strike here on Caden Smith, the DH. Jacobson at third, Rocky at second, Thonin at first. There's a off-speed pitch that swung on and missed, and it's one ball and two strikes.
Right now, McAfee, he's in a groove right now, just can't miss a beat.
Looks like he's trying to just take a little bit off, making sure, kind of just working on the accuracy, trying to keep it within the lines, and there's a fastball, a little bit behind it, but missing outside to make it 2-2.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a sequence. He just goes, change up, and then he wants to, ride back to that fastball.
And a 2-2. It's fouled away. So stays two balls and two strikes. Bases loaded, two outs. Three runs have scored here in the inning. All on the bases loaded hit by pitch. Well, two of the three. Other run scoring on a wild pitch. And here's the shot to left field for a base hit on a 2-2 count. One run is in. Two runs are in. And it's 10-0 in a clutch 2-RBI single by Caden Smith. Jacobson in, and also Rocky to score. Thonin goes first to third. He stops at second.
Only a single, but it was a great location for the hit, just shallow, left center, and I was able to score the runners on third and second.
Second at bat for Wishrup in the inning. He got it going with a single and would come around to score on a wild pitch. So he's up for the second time in the frame. Five runs have scored, and just like that, 10-0 is the Hiawatha lead. On just three hits. There's a throw back to second. Back in safely is Thonin. So first and second, two down. A five spot in the frame has doubled up this lead to 10-0. There's a high inside fastball missing. Both runners took off. Both runners are going to be safe.
And it's going back, hitting that backstop, and I've said this before, that backstop, it's pretty rough here for the catchers because it's a net, so it just hits it and then plops straight to the ground.
Yeah, there's a ton of room back there, too. We've done games at other fields, like Corning, for example, where there's hardly any room between home plate and the backstop. If a ball gets by and you're at third here, chances of you scoring are pretty high. There's a foul ball just chopped in front of home plate. So second and third. Now, Hiawatha is looking at run rule territory here with a 10-0 lead in the third inning. There's a called strike on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes here on Wishrup. Thonin the runner at third. Smith the runner at second. Smith with a 2 RBI hits in this inning. There's a pitch that's outside. Gets away again. Another run scoring on a wild pitch.
That one had a little bit of a better bounce because just below the net, there's a little bit of concrete, but still just, we mentioned that distance. It's really hard for the catcher to get all the way back to that and then get that throw back up to the plate for the pitcher.
Well, especially when it's an off-speed pitch, so it doesn't have quite enough juice to get there and get a nice bounce off the wall, but Nonetheless, it's now 11-0, and there's another foul ball. Good swing there by Wishrup to stay alive at 2-2. 10th batter to come up here in the inning. 6 have scored. Right now, Smith at third. Still 2 outs. Well, and it rains, it pours, as some would say, and McAfee just trying to get out of this inning. Here's a slicer. High fly ball, right field, though, slicing again towards the right field line. It's going to be caught by the right fielder in Howard to end the inning, but a big 2 RBI hit by Caden Smith, and it's kind of erratic overall, but 6 more runs have scored, 11-0 our score. To the bottom of the third we go here on KNZA.
Are you in need of specialized healthcare services? Look no further than the Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community, from cardiology to orthopedics. You can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. For more information, visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic, your health, our priority.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
By your good folks at Sailor Insurance of Sabetha, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. And I want to thank McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca. Well, it has certainly been a little bit one-sided here tonight in Sabetha as Hiawatha leads this one 11-0. As we go to the bottom of the third inning, Sabetha's going to have to get some runs across to avoid a potential run rule here. But, and pitching has just been a little bit of a struggle. Defense, a couple of errors have led to some runs as well. Just not a great night overall. 11 runs on 3 hits.
Yeah, both teams so far have only recorded 3 hits, but it all comes down to, well, the pitching stats, and that comes down to all the walks, and then also the 4 hit by pitches, and then, well, the wild pitches and the pass balls. So it's kind of just been a rough game for Christian McAfee, but on one side where it's been a rough game, it's obviously going to be a great game for the other side. And let's talk about Hiawatha right now. The Braves are doing a great job. Hiawatha Braves are doing a great job here. Ashton Rocky's done a great job at the mound, and he's keeping his pitch count low here.
Well, he's got quite the breathing room with an 11-spot lead as his first pitch to Marcus Bauman is a little bit low for ball one. So Bauman, McAfee, and Meyer do up for Sabetha here in the third. Bauman flew out to center in his first at-bat. And now chops one here, shortstop side, fielded by Becker on a nice hop. Low throw, dug out in time by Newman for out number one.
Tell you what, it's a nice job there. It's nice to see that Becker's out there. He looks great, and he looks like he just kind of feels good out there. We saw that in the top of the inning that he got hit, and he kind of shook up a little bit, took his helmet off, walked near to the dugout, but was able, it's nice to see him out there. I mentioned that he's a really great shortstop for this team, and he comes out and makes a nice 6-3 play.
So Bauman 0 for 2. Leads it off here in the bottom of the third with a ground out. Here is McAfee, reached on a fielder's choice in his first at-bat. One out, nobody on here. First pitch swung on and fouled back into the net to make it 0-1. So the runs, again, have been courtesy of errors, pass balls, wild pitches. The biggest hit, Caden Smith for Hiawatha, 2 RBI single. There's a shot to the right side and a single to right field for Christian McAfee. So McAfee on for a second time, a one-out single to right field. That brings up Jayton Meyer. So again, mentioned Caden Smith had a 2 RBI single in that 6th spot in the third for Hiawatha. The other hit that produced a run was Ashton Rocky in the second with an RBI single. All the other 8 runs via the wild pitch, pass ball, a bases loaded hit batter or an error. So here's Jayton Meyer, first pitch outside the zone to make it 1-0. McAfee at first base and one out. There is a throw to first, and he's back in head first safely. Well, Sabetha has given themselves some opportunities in the first two innings. They have stranded four. They had him at second and third in the last inning with two outs, but unable to score. High chopper, Becker deep in the hole. Throw to short is high, and everyone's going to be safe. Boy, it was a great play. Moving to his right, deep in the hole, fields it. Derek Jeter-esque on the throw, turning, firing off his feet, but the throw was high, and it pulled Smith off the bag, so everyone's going to be safe.
As mentioned, it just needed to be a little lower, but man, was it just a great-looking play.
So McAfee to second, Meyer at first, two on and a one out. Here is Bradbury, popped out to second base, his first time up, and now a chance for Sabetha again to maybe get on the board for the first time. With two on and one out. There's one knee high right down the middle, a called strike, and it's one ball and one strike. So Bauman grounded out to lead off the inning, then a single by McAfee, and then Meyer reaching on the fielder's choice. There's a called strike on the inside corner, and now Bradbury behind at 1-2. Rocky looking back at second, not much of a lead for McAfee. His fastball just missing outside to make it 2-2. 11 runs, 3 hits for Hiawatha. No runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Sabetha tonight. And here's a hot shot to right field, but coming on to make the catch is the right fielder in Thonin. Gets it in quickly for out number 2.
It's been a great lockdown in the outfield tonight for the Braves. I don't think Hiawatha has allowed many hits to drop, or and they haven't gave up any errors on the outfield, too. So great communication, just great level of play from those outfielders.
So two outs and two on. Here is Ike Tramp, who grounded out to third his first time up and swings at the first pitch, lines it to right field. Who else but Thonin in the right spot to make the catch? He moved maybe a step and a half to his right. It was well struck by Tramp, but Thonin in the right spot. So for a third consecutive inning, Sabetha strands two runners. We head to the fourth inning, 11-0, all Hiawatha here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball, it is presented by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. 11-0, all Hiawatha here tonight at Sabetha as we go to the fourth inning of play. Sabetha's got a new pitcher on the mound. As that's, I believe, it's going to be Turner Howard. So Howard is the new pitcher. It looks like McAfee is now over at third base. And I believe it's going to be Harder in right. So it was a rough night for McAfee, no doubt. He goes the three innings. Now, some of those runs were unearned, but He struck out six, he walked five, and he hit four batters. So Howard takes over. McAfee again defensively now at third base. Looks like Ulrich actually is in right field. Trying to get the defensive alignments here for Sabetha as they make some changes here. Hiawatha coming up to try to add some insurance here in this fourth inning, as it could be done after this inning. Is run rule 10 after 4. Right now lead it by 11. So Sabetha's going to have an opportunity. And Hiawatha certainly can add two and make it a little bit more difficult for Sabetha when they come up next inning.
Well, Turner Howard has a great chance here to turn things around for the Raptors. You know, you have a nice little shutout top of the inning for against Hiawatha, and then hope that, you know, you can get some scored runs at the bottom. But obviously, if you're Hiawatha, you want to keep adding some insurance onto the scoreboard for yourselves, so that way you kind of have a little more wiggle room to work with, though Sabetha has not been able to score at all tonight up on the bat.
Well, Bauman started in left. He's now in center field for Sabetha as Howard is going to face Dalton Steven Morgan to lead it off. First pitch missing the zone to make it 1-0. Open on the stance from the right side, and the pitch is outside to make it 2-0. So Steven Morgan, Teal, and Smith, bottom third of the order. Steven Morgan has struck out. He has also reached on an error and has scored. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch from Turner Howard. A swing and a miss to make it 2-1. Four runs on no hits in the first, one run, one hit in the second, six runs on two hits in the third for Hiawatha. They have an 11-0 lead here in the fourth. Next pitch a little bit outside makes it three balls and one strike. So after that pitch, it looks like Howard changing it up, going out of the stretch here, and he fires one in there that's called strike to make it full at 3-2. He will set at the belt and deliver. And a swing and a miss. And down goes Steven Morgan for out number one. Good off-speed pitch there for out number one. And that brings up Peyton Teal, who has walked and scored and has also reached on an error and has scored. So nobody on and one out here in the top of the fourth. Good start for Howard, striking out his first batter faced. And now first pitch swinging, fielded left side, nicely done by McAfee, and he rockets a shot to first, and just like that, two up and two down.
It's good to see the mentality of McAfee not being too shaken up from the pitching there. You know, great 5-3 play.
So now here's Josh Smith, who is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. He's got two outs and nobody on here in the fourth, his team leading 11-0, and the first pitch a little bit low for ball one. So again, Hiawatha after tonight, they'll play at Corning on Sunday, which will determine the league champion. Here's a shot out towards shallow left center field, and it drops in for a hit. Long turn at first, and Smith runs back for a two-out single, and the first hit of the night for the Hiawatha second baseman, Josh Smith. Good piece of hitting there. That brings us back to the top of the order with Gannon Becker, who's batting for a fourth time here in the fourth inning. Well, Gannon Becker's probably happy to see McAfee out of there. He's faced him three times. He was hit twice. There's a swing and a miss. Runner goes. Throw is a little bit late. Good stab at second to keep it in front, but that is a stolen base for Josh Smith. No balls, one strike here on Becker. He has also scored a run. Long look at second base. Howard sets and deals. And this one is hit out to shallow left center field, and that ball drops in for a hit. So after back-to-back strikeouts, here's a play at the plate, and it is in time. Wow, what a throw from left field. And that saves a run. Boy, a high hop, but the left fielder throwing a dart to save a run. Well, it was a great play at the plate, and Hiawatha stays off the board, but a chance to win it in the bottom of the fourth. 11-0 our score. We hit a timeout. Back after this on KNZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Who are you going to call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing. 785-459-2500.
American Legion Baseball, it is presented by ComTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Want to thank Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu, and Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Brandon, Crendon, and Kurt all with you here on KNCA. Hiawatha, a chance here to win it in run rule fashion. They have an 11-0 lead here as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Turner Howard steps in against Ashton Rocky, the Raptors needing two runs to at least extend this to another inning. Howard is singled in the game. He is one for one and now hits a line drive deep left field running back, and that's going to one-hop the fence, and that is going to be extra bases for Turner Howard as he trots in with a stand-up leadoff double.
That's the first extra base hit of the game, and Howard just showing you how to get it done, but it seems... Okay, he's just going over there to throw his batting gloves off.
Now, Teal was playing a little bit in, probably more so than he wanted to there, and that just got all the way out to the 319 sign in left field and just one-hopped the fence. So a leadoff double. It's a good start for Sabetha when they need two to keep this game going. Here's Dollinghouse, takes one a little bit outside for ball one. He reached on a fielder's choice in his first at-bat. Hiawatha leading 11-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch by Rocky is just a little bit outside, makes it 2-0.
Yeah, a two-run shot here could help, but I don't know if we've mentioned this yet, but we got a 381 on the deep center, and then on the corner is about, I think, 320.
High chopper left side, but foul, makes it 2-1. So to the right field pole, it's 317. To the left field pole, it's 319. Dead center, 381. There is a lot of room out there in center here in Sabetha. Here is a high pop-up, right side, foul territory. And it's going to be the catcher in Rocky to make the catch for the out. So calling off Newman. And the runner stays at second base. Big first out for Hiawatha recorded. So here's Harder, who is one for one with a single. Runner at second base, one out. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Sabetha needing two to keep it alive. First pitch by Rocky. Fastball missing outside to make it 1-0. Sabetha has out-hit Hiawatha in this game 6-5, but are down 11-0. And here's a rocket shot to right field, and that drops in for a base hit. It is fielded by Thonin, and they stop the runner at third. Interesting there. So now the runners are at the corners with still one out. Thought they might have sent Howard there, but they play it safe, keep him on. So now they're at first and third. And you get to the top of the order here with Will Ulrich, who is one for two with a single. He's also lined out to center. Now two runners on. You got to get them both in. One run is not enough to keep this game moving. Ulrich the lefty, the leadoff man, steps in, hits a hard shot, right side, fielded, play at second for one, potential DP, got it, and the game is over. How about a 4-6-3 double play to end the game in run rule fashion. Good defense there for Hiawatha, closing out an 11-0 victory. Our postgame show is next right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Uniwheels, golf carts, motorized bikes. Oh my, there are plenty of ways to get around these days. Most are fun, but can be dangerous to the operator and often meet the definition of a motor vehicle in your home insurance policy. Most home insurance policies exclude liability coverage for motor vehicles, so if you cause an accident, you may be paying for it yourself. Learn more from the professionals at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Prioritize your health. Summer is the perfect time to catch up on your healthcare needs. Whether it's scheduling that long overdue checkup, trying out a new fitness routine, or simply making healthy lifestyle choices, there is no better time than now. Take advantage of the longer days and warmer weather to focus on your well-being. Call Sabetha Family Practice to schedule a time with your healthcare provider and make the most of your summer for a healthier you. Your health is important, so make it a priority this summer.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our last American Legion baseball broadcast before the Zone 3 tournament next weekend in Seneca. And this one, short-lived in a run rule fashion. 11-0, Hiawatha wins it here at Sabetha. Brandon Tamman alongside Trendon Prophet, Captain Kurt Kilman in studio. This game ends in four innings via the run rule. And again, you know, we've seen McAfee pitch a lot, not just in American Legion baseball, but of course his time with the Sabetha Blue Jays, and he has had an incredible career. Just tonight, it just was a little inconsistent. Couldn't quite find the zone. A lot of walks. He hit four batters. You know, the defense didn't help him out. Just not really one of those nights for Sabetha. Good thing they play two here and maybe a chance to turn it around, but really not much going, and Hiawatha able to take advantage of those mistakes.
Yeah, you know what? You know, despite kind of the rough pitching, he did have a really nice play when he was at third base in the last thing in the fourth, and then he also had a nice, really good hit too. So not everything is negative for McAfee. He's still a great player overall. Just the rough pitching mistakes, and of course, when you go back to that first inning, there was the two runs that should not have been aren't charged to him because it was the error from third base at the time. So. Yeah, things just couldn't get rolling for him, but on the other side of things, things were rolling for Hiawatha. Hiawatha was able to get things going overall, and Rocky, he did a great job. He didn't have any strikeouts, but he also didn't walk, so, you know, you might want to consider him a flyout pitcher or a ground ball pitcher, but, you know, there's nothing wrong. There's no negatives about being that as long as you're recording those outs and you're able to finish out a complete game.
Well, Sabetha had opportunities. They stranded two in the first, stranded two in the second, stranded two in the third. They certainly had some ops to get on the board, but Again, Hiawatha was able to take advantage, got out to a 4-0 lead, four runs on no hits in the first. Again, they scored two on an error, one on a wild pitch, one on a fastball. They scored one in the second. That was an RBI hit by Ashton Rocky. And then six runs on two hits in the third. And the big hit there was a two RBI knock by Caden Smith. Again, two runs scoring on bases loaded hit batters, another one scoring on a wild pitch. So just kind of a bizarre game that ultimately led to a Hiawatha 11-0 four-inning victory. All right, let's announce our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. And, you know, we were kind of talking about this during the break. And, again, with just kind of how bizarre this game played out, Sabetha actually out-hit Hiawatha in this game, which is incredible to me when you see the final score on the scoreboard. But, again, we talk about it a little bit. I think we give it to Ashton Rocky. Again, he got some good defense behind him. But he reached base three times. He pitched all four innings, didn't allow a run, gave up seven hits. But, again, his defense helped him out, didn't walk anybody, didn't record a strikeout. But just, again, fairly consistent. The defense played well for him and, again, drove in two, scored a couple runs, and reached all three times. He was up at bat.
Yeah, no, impressive. And what's even more impressive is the only batter that he faced more than twice was Will Ulrich, who got out on the double play that ended the game, the 4-6-3 play that we mentioned. It was a really great defensive play from Hiawatha to secure the end of the game. But overall, just really incredible that he was only able to face most of the batters only twice. You know, not having any strikeouts, but no walks, and played pretty clean. We talked about it, ground ball flyout pitcher, there's no problem with that. As long as you're recording those outs and as long as your team is, you know, not creating errors and you can trust your guys to make those plays. So overall, Ashton Rocky, this is one of the great games that we've seen him do here on this broadcast.
Well, and again, he also had a couple stolen bases too. So again, reach base all three times. He was hit, RBI, single with an RBI, couple of runs scored, couple stolen bases, again, pitching all four innings. Giving up seven hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts, but again, got some good defense behind him. So again, Ashton Rocky, our player of the game. It is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. So this, again, our last broadcast until next weekend will be over in Seneca next weekend for the Zone 3 tournament. It'll be four teams competing for two spots in the state tournament later this month out in Concordia, Doniphan County, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Corning, the four teams that are going to compete for those two spots at the state tournament later on this month. So once we get that schedule sometime next week, we'll post it. We'll get all the information put out there. But that is the next time we will be on the air, next Friday night over in Seneca to some degree, as Doniphan County, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Corning will fight for two spots in the state tournaments in Concordia in a few weeks later on. So that is what's going to be doing up next for us. But again, the final tallies in this one, four-inning run rule win for Hiawatha here in Sabetha by a final score of 11-0. Hiawatha, 11 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They left 5 on base. Ashton Rocky, the winning pitcher, 4 innings, 7 hits, no runs, no walks, and no strikeouts. And Sabetha, no runs, 7 hits, 3 errors, and they left 7 on base. Game time tonight, 1 hour and 14 minutes. Thanks again for listening to the broadcast tonight. Thanks to all of our great sponsors, for Kurt, Crendon, I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you next weekend for the Zone 3 AA Baseball Tournament right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.